You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God all the glory and we bless his name for this beautiful, favored Thursday. By God's grace, we are all alive. By his mercies, as we know from scripture, that for it's by his mercies that we are not consumed, and great is his faithfulness. The strength of the Lord as favor in hard times. Remember, we just have a day more, and we are at the end of the month, and we've been looking at, oh Lord, my strength, I will love thee. That's from Psalm 18, verse 1. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength, from which we've had the theme, O Lord, my strength. We have seen God manifest his strength in our lives in various ways this month, and you continue to do so. Please, everyone must be told about what we did last Friday, so that we can have our documented prayers, which would also become documented testimonies as we present it before the Lord at Bethel Encounter every day. So I think that link should be shared, and specifically for everybody to watch that and then do as we were instructed. Very, very important. And we look at what our prayer today is centered on. As I mentioned, the strength of the Lord as favor in hard times. The strength of the Lord as favor in hard times. Okay, let's go into God's word. Psalm 37, verse 24. Psalm 37, verse 24. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him in his hand. You can put your name there. As I read, you read silently. You can put your name there. Then you put your name there. Though Bernard, though Edmund, though Magdalene, though Isaac, though he fall, he shall or she fall. He or she shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Though I fall, I shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth me with his hand. This is one of the very humbling statements or humbling scriptures where there's a declaration of the Lord being the strength of the writer, where we all declare in alignment with God's word that the Lord truly is our strength. And because of that, when we fall, he said, though he fall, it didn't even say if he fall, though he fall, meaning that the writer at that point, referring to the one who has put his strength in the Lord, can still fall. When we were kids, we kept getting warnings by our parents. Don't do this. Don't do that. If you do this, this will happen. All of us with our good intentions. So, as for this, my father has said I shouldn't do it. My mother has said I shouldn't do it. But sometime years down the line, found yourself do those things. But your parent again would say that if you that happened, it is a mistake. Just bounce back and don't remain down there. Or don't perish down there. So as for life, there are trials, there are difficulties, there are challenges. There are many times when the believer falls. As a matter of fact, man could never save himself by self-righteousness or trying to fulfill every single law. And scripture makes us understand that even breaking one law is like breaking all the laws. There is no perfection found in trying to fulfill all the laws, because whether you like it or not, there's a particular law that you break. You say that, oh, even self-righteousness leading to pride, you are breaking a law. So the only perfect solution was the imputing of the righteousness of Christ Jesus on us. And we in that state trying to still live up to perfection, getting better and better, being changed to be better and better in the light of God's word. So as for falling, you must understand that in as much as you tell your child that don't do this and you help them to do right, wrong can happen. But God is the strength of our lives who causes us to bounce back. The righteous, though he may fall, but he shall rise again. Regardless of the number of times, the righteous whose strength is in the Lord will bounce back again. This is the hope we have in Christ Jesus, that we are not going to fall to eternal condemnation, but through Christ Jesus will rise again and be perfected. Is very important. This favored Thursday, one of God's manifestation of his favor in our lives is causing us to bounce back. Causing us to bounce back. The strength of the Lord as favor in hard times. And there are many examples in scripture. We find Peter who betrayed Jesus. Someone will say that, Peter, but even if you betrayed Jesus, just because this small girl caused you to betray Jesus. That was how embarrassing it was that Peter wept. Jesus had told him that this is what you do. Peter, as we know, he said, oh no, Lord, this one, you are wrong. This one, for this part, we know, yes. But this particular one, oh, you are wrong. Me, I will never betray you. Peter's intent was never to betray Jesus. But when everything was aligned, prophecy, what Jesus had said, it would never fail. It would never fail. And it could have been worse, because Jesus told him that Satan has sought after you, Peter. And we know that the enemy cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The ultimate plan of the enemy is to destroy you totally and completely. We thank God that none of the enemy's intentions in terms of destruction has happened to you. You will fall, yet you will rise again in the name of Jesus. You will never be utterly destroyed. The enemy will be put to shame again and again and again. It was the enemy's intent that when you fell, when you went off track, when you made a mistake, that would be your end. That's his ultimate plan, to destroy you. Not just to kill you, but to destroy you, to finish you. Because you may think that death is the end, but the enemy would want to destroy you in the sense that not just physical death, but getting you to join him in hell. But God forbid, in the name of Jesus, we have a promise of God from Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. No matter what the trouble is, the salvation of the Lord is available in the name of Jesus. Today, we are praying our first prayer, having this understanding That though there be difficult times in our lives, the Lord is forever our strength. We are bouncing back in the name of Jesus. Psalm 37, verse 24. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. We are praying, Father in heaven, uphold me with your hand whenever I stumble or fall. In Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray right now this prayer. Uphold me, uphold me, uphold me, uphold me with your hand in the name of Jesus. Uphold me, O Father in heaven, with your hand whenever I stumble or fall. In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
It took me years to understand that we don't come to the Lord because we are perfect. But we hold on to the Lord that his perfection will be rubbed on us, that he would perfect us. I used to be very judgmental. I guess like Pharisees in Jesus' day would sound. Because when you are young and you haven't been through some things, you don't understand why God's mercies in the first place were placed there. You can be young and zealous, but when you have gone through difficult times, then you realize that, oh, really, it is just by the grace and the mercies of God that we all have come this far. That it is very important to lay aside your personal strength and fully depend upon the Lord. Fully depend upon the Lord. It is so crazy out there that to live a day without God, you only be in fear. To take certain steps, you will be afraid. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of not one, not two, not three. Not only afflictions in 2025, he had delivered him out of them all. Out of them all. Whatever affliction you may be going through right now, understand that God's word can never fail. He will deliver you out of them all. Be it academic challenges, be it work or business challenges. As long as today you can acknowledge the strength of the Lord, that Lord, I'm depending on you, understand that whatever challenge the Lord is bringing you out of it, you delivered him out of them all. So we are praying, Father in heaven, deliver me out of every affliction and let your strength be seen in Jesus' name. Let your strength be seen in Jesus' name. Let your glory be seen. Lift up your voice and begin to pray this prayer right now, according to God's word in Psalm 34, verse 19. Let there be deliverance right now from every form of affliction in the name of Jesus. Be it affliction in business, affliction in ministry, affliction even in family, affliction. Be it in marriage, affliction in any form, in any area of our lives. Let every affliction right now respond to Psalm 34, verse 19. Respond to Psalm 34, verse 19. Respond to Psalm 34, verse 19. We receive deliverance from every form of affliction right now. Right now, 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 right now. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance from every form of affliction in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying our very last prayer from Psalm 18, verse 6. Which says that in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him even into tears. There are many of us who have shed tears over the weeks and over the days. Shed tears. Understand that the tears you've shed, the Lord has seen them all. The Lord has seen them all. But don't remain in your tears. Hold on to God's word that according to Psalm 18, verse 6, he hears the voice of the righteous when they cry out in distress. Father in heaven, hear my cry in distress and answer me with strength and favor in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray at today's favored Thursday. You are favored. You are favored. You are favored as you cry out unto the Lord. The Lord hear your cry. 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 Every distressful cry in the name of Jesus. Every cry in distress. According to your word, O Lord, according to your word, our Father in heaven, in Psalm 18, verse 6, you have heard the distress, you have heard the distress cry of many, Lord, examples we've seen in your word. Lord, this is our turn. 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 The cry of the righteous will never go unheard. It will never go unheard. It will never go unheard. Lift up your voice and thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for hearing our cry in distress in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and thank the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, truly, there's no other name under heaven by which any man can be saved except the name of Jesus Christ. Giving your life to Jesus Christ is beginning to live a new life. That's when we say you are born again, not by the flesh of your mother or your parents, but by the Holy Spirit. Where your spirit man is kindled, alive, to live again. That even after death, you are not condemned to hell, but you live again with Christ Jesus. Today, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and he died and he rose again to save man, if you can believe and receive Christ Jesus, you will never die again. Even after physical death, as I said, you will live forever with Christ Jesus. Is there any bigger or better promise than this? And no man could give such a promise except the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life, giving me this opportunity to be alive, to have this chance to receive you into my heart. Today, I turn away from all my sins and I ask for your forgiveness. And I ask the Lord, please, as I have believed and accepted you, fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can live a life that is pleasing unto you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word is in Psalm 37 verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our hearts. Therefore, as we sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer requests you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will in time. Holy Lord, you're holy, holy, holy. Lord, you're holy.
To Christ in the service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God richly bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.